Simen Reisha in Aleph, Seif Hei, we're holding in the middle of Seif Hei, and the Ramah, that the Ramah brings down a Aloche, Odom Sheshochach Lekadesh, Ad Leachar Shebirech Birkas HaMoitzi. A person that forgot to make Kiddush, and he made a Moitzi, he didn't taste, he didn't eat yet the challah, the bread, and before he ate it, after he made a moitzi, Nizkar, he remembered, Koinim She'ochal, that he didn't do Kiddush. So the Ramo Paskins, Yekadesh Alapas, Asher Kidshonu, Ve'achar Kach Yoichal. So he makes the broche, Asher Kidshonu, the broche of Kiddush, and then he eats. Dehainu, normally you make Kiddush Alayayin, here he makes the broche of Kiddush Alapas. It doesn't make another Birkas HaMoitzi. Aval ba'avdola yoichal tchilo, da'arei ein mavdilim al ha'pas. So the halacha is, if a person in a mistake started to eat, he washed his hands, he made a moitzi, and he remembered that he didn't do Kiddush, the halacha is he does the Kiddush on the pas, and then he eats the suda. He doesn't have to make another moitzi. So the Mishnah Berurah explains. So if Kodem Chov Gimel, Kodem She'ochal, Aynu Kodem She'toam Pusas HaMoitzi. The le'achar she'toam, after he tasted already, then if lo yotzir he put into the challah and he ate already the challah, yekadesh al hayayin im yesh lo. Masha'en ken koidem ze, if he remembered before he ate the challah, tzorch lekadesh al hapas. Aval pi sheyesh lo yayin. And the halacha normally is, mi sheyesh lo yayin, einu mekadesh al hapas. Even so, in our case, it's different. Dim lo yikein, if he will make bayir pri hagofen now, and he will make kiddush, Ihr beire priya grofen hefsek bin brigas amoytsi la achila. So the beire priya grofen will be a hefsek in between the amoytsi and the achila. Even though it's the tzorich ha-seuda, but it's called a hefsek. You have to know why exactly. Mi hu tzorich lehovi lefon of oid lechem mishne. Vezeh lo mikri hefsek, da habim tzorich ha-seuda kedil eil besim en kubsa machzai. But he has to have a lechem mishne. Now the shmir shabbos ki ilchoso in perek nun beis, sif chof and chof alef, understands that we're talking that when he made a moitzi, was no lechem mishne in front of him, and now he remembers after the moitzi that it's Shabbos, he has to do kiddush, so he does it on the pas, and he has to bring a lechem mishne, and it's not a hefsek to wait to the lechem mishne because it's tzeichas seuda. Shchanoch Harav says lekatchile quietly to give a hint to get the lechem mishne, but if he has to talk and say please bring the lechem mishne, he's also allowed to bring the lechem mishne. Even though we said not to do Kiddush because the Beir Priya Gefen is a hefsek, but to wait for the Lechem Mishneh, to ask for the Lechem Mishneh is not a hefsek. Why? Because this is mamish letzerich ha-suda, Zakim Shem Zalman HaYabach. He needs to have Lechem Mishneh in his suda. You could say more from that. If you will make Kiddush and he doesn't have a Lechem Mishneh, so he will have to talk twice, also to make Kiddush, and also to ask for the Lechem Mishneh before he's eating the Amoyti. Masha'en can hear, he only has to ask for the Amoyti. Now, when a person washed his hand, he made a moitzi already. We see from here that the lechem mishne is not only b'shas de broche, it's b'shas de p'tzia ve'achile. He has to eat from a lechem mishne. But what would be if he washed, he made a moitzi, and he ate already? And he forgot it Shabbos, on a piece of bread, he ate a moitzi. There's no point, maybe there's no point to bring a lechem mishne. Here, before he ate, he remembered that he has to have a lechem mishne. Then he has to have a lechem mishne. Now, the Shmir Shabbos doesn't speak it out clearly, but the way he learns is mashma. Learns to a person that has a lechem mishne. He just forgot that he did do kiddush. But he made a moitzi on lechem mishne, and he caught it, now he remembers. Now to do kiddush, he could make a kiddush on one piece. And the challah, even though it's not a lechem mishne, he was already boitzei on lechem mishne. While he was already boitzei on lechem mishne, he doesn't have to have another lechem mishne. And the Mishnah Aloche wants to learn the Mishnah Berurah that while it was before Kiddush and it was not roi for the Suda, if he caught ready the lechem mishne, he has to bring another peer of lechem mishne. He's medayik that the Magen Avraham, when he brings down this Aloche, he says, Miu, tzorich lehovi lefonov lechem mishne. He has to have a lechem mishne for the Suda. The middle of the person forgot that it's Shabbos, so we're reminding him that he has to have lechem mishne. The Mishnah Berurah, look inside, added a word, look inside. Miu tzorich lehovi lefonov, oid lechem mishne. Even there was already a lechem mishne when he made a moitzi. It's a big chiddush. Another aura, the Shmir Shabbos is ma'irer. And Simon Reish Vav, we learn the halacha, Seivov. And if a person has five fruits in front of him, and he makes Beirei Priyot, if he has the das to eat the five, so he could eat the five, and even he could eat more, that come later, the stomach, he has a das. But literally, the five disappear. Even in the Hemshech of the Sunnah, he's allowed to eat more fruits, but while the bracha was on these five, you can't take something else. The person holds a peanut in his hand, and he makes a bracha, and the peanut falls off his hand. Even if he was planning later to eat more, the bracha is not chal on them, and you can't taste. This person, when he made a moitzi, he didn't plan to eat a lechem mishneh. So now when he's doing lechem mishneh, how he could eat from it, the moitzi was not on that. So bishleime, if we'll say that the case is that he had a load of bread, a load of challah, was not cut yet. Now he takes another piece of challah, makes a moitzi on both, so he will eat the first kezayis and the one that he had a das. When he makes the kiddush, then another moitzi. He brings down the second lechem mishneh, and he makes kiddush, and then when he eats, he will eat from the one that he had a das. It's good. But if he had a prusa, and now he's being a lechem mishneh, how he will eat from the lechem mishneh? Who is not allowed to eat from the lechem mishneh? So he will have to eat from his prusa. So what is shame lechem mishneh here? So Shmuzam Lehebach wants to say la'aloche, if everything was on the table, so it's bichlal is das. But if not, it's being down from the Ochashulcham maybe, chayegadne, it's better to eat from the prusa. Maybe it's the Indian you have to bring the lechem mishneh. But to eat, you for sure eat from the prusa. Mishneh Berurah is mamshich. Yikadosh al hapas, ratzulei ma sheyemar bikas asher kitshonu. Velo yoyemar ato vayichulu, rak b'teicha suudo. Da vayichulu, he does take b'teicha suudo, he doesn't do now, he does later. Because it's not mamash a part of the kiddush. Here the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say nothing, it just says, do the vayichulu in the middle of the suudo. So if kotten mem hei, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, Mishnah shochach lema vayichulu, yoyemar shu vayichulu b'teicha suudo ala kois. It's missing, but for sure, he's not chalik and sivkot memhei. V'achar kach yoicha. And after that, he eats from the challah. V'im niska le'achar she'ochal k'tzas. Now, like we said, a person washes hands, he ate challah. Oi, I forgot, I never made kiddush. Ben k'she'ein lo yayin, v'ayim abikas v'kitshon ala pas, like we said before. Ben k'she'yesh lo yayin, that we said in the beginning of sivkot m'chav gimel, if you already taste from the bread, v'chai gavna, we tell him it's better to make kiddush ala yayin. ובין שיש לו יין מקדש של היין, כשחויזר לאכול לספס, אין צורך לבורך שני סמויצי. He doesn't have to make a moitzi again. So the halacha is a person came home, little Shabbos, and he washed his hands, and he made a moitzi, and he ate. And now he remembers that he didn't do kiddush, he does kiddush now like Christ. And he doesn't have to make another moitzi. And the Shalatzion is oimet, that in Sif Dalet we learn, the person starts to eat me by the yoyim, the kiddush hayoyim, he has to stop to eat, and if he makes kiddush ala kois, he has to make again a moitzi. But as the isur achilek in him kiddush, betzir of maise a kiddush, then you really have to make a moitzi again. Only on the wine you don't have to make another bracha because there's no hefsek. But if you make on the wine, it's a hefsek for the chalas. So why here he doesn't have to be choizah? So the Sharatzir wants to say maybe ein echanami. Just while we pass in Sif Dalet, Sofik Brochus Lohokil, so he also Sif Dalet, Sofik Brochus Lohokil. In Reb Shimon Zalman, in Shmira Shabbos, Simen nun bei ze ore piches shom zame was ze shtikel tere to be miyashev. I'm not sure I didn't understand it clearly. But if we will say that when he makes a goffin really, if he the shit is in Sif Dalet, it becomes a hefsek, and he would really have to make a new amoyti, just sofek brochus lehokel, we have a new teres on the shayla from Reb Shimon Zalman take, why a person that remembered after the amoyti cannot make kiddush al hayayin, and will say, why is the tzarech mitzvah, it's not called a hefsek. He's in the Katrila Mitzvah and a Mufrot to have Kiddush al HaKoyis, and the Tzarech HaSudah, he's doing Kiddush al HaKoyis. The Teres is, if he will do Kiddush al HaKoyis, if he finishes in Sif Dalet, now he will have to make another Amoitzi on the Chalet, because it will be a Hefsek. And if he will have to make another one, so the first Amoitzi, he needs to live at Tole. Maybe it's better that he will make Kiddush al HaMoitzi, al HaPath, maybe he doesn't have to make another Amoitzi. Sif Kod Mechavot, Yerich al Tchila. פירוש פרוסס המויצי כדי שאותי אברוך לבטולו. אחר יצור להפסיק ולהבדיל. זה מוציא שבס. והיה משקוס המוגן אברום ברי סימן רי צדיק טס. להפריס עם דאבדול את הרבול אני צורך להפסיק אל הגוימר סודוסי ואחר כך מבדיל. ביג חידושים ועושה לילה לחיס אבדולה. סעיבו. אם גומר סודוסי וקידש היום. A person ate a Suda Erev Shabbos, Mishabura learns, and he washed Mayim Achroinim. And before he bench, he realizes now is night. קודם שביר ברכס המוזן, וקידש היום קודם שביר ברכס המוזן. מבורך ברכס המוזן על הקויס ראשון. He makes ברכס המוזן the first קויס. ואחר כך אומר כאילו שהיום על קשני, אז חבילס חבילס. And the first thing that doesn't say that you have to eat anymore. You bench and you make another kiddush al hakoyis. And when the first benching, it's all like asking Shabbos or Birkas HaMazon, af al pi, shevor koyim kiddush. This is the shita of Mechaber. And the Ramo has asked us three questions on this shita. First kish says, v'yesh emrim, v'einu mask shel Shabbos. Lazin basa t'chilas ha-suhuda. You don't mask your Shabbos because it's t'chilas ha-suhuda. Even now you're benching at Shabbos, but you didn't eat on Shabbos. V'chein ikar, k'mo shenizbar leil, one problem. Second problem, v'yesh machlekes, im item mikosh shel Birkas HaMazon. Koyim shiyakadosh. How we drink the kosher Birkas HaMazon? It's koyim kiddush. It's after nach. Sholosh. Gam im tzorich leochel meat achar kiddush kidei shiyak kiddush mokim suuda. It's not enough. The first sheet is mashma. You can make kiddush. It doesn't say you have to eat enough again. Zog the Ramo. It's not so posh. The first kiddush, the kiddush that you're doing is not mitzvah to the first suuda schoil, and you have kiddush leochel mokim suuda. So you have to eat anyway another suuda. Why he says these three things? He wants to be mad with the second shita. V'yashemrim that v'gomas u'dosa in the mevorich b'kas hamazon t'chila even that he wash ma'im achroinim. Elo peres mafo u'mekadosh u'mevorich hamoitzi v'oichel me'at. Because he has to have kiddush mokim sudos, it's chaval to have two benching. V'achar kach mevorich b'kas hamazon. Agoi v'ochino like the second svor with all the kash that I asked. Lehoitzi es nafshim v'plukt as svor v'shoino. What's the best Hashem? The Mishnabur inside. Chelek b'chelek. What's the best Chav Zayin. I was going to Mishnah Brus. Yivov, again. We'll see the Shulchan Aruch. Im gomar suudosi v'kiddush hayoyim. A person finished the suudah, he washed ma'im achroinim, it became nach. Koidim shebir birkas hamazon, before he benched. So the halach is mevor birkas hamazon al koyis rishoyim. V'achar kach oimer kiddush hayoyim al koyis shein. Zog the Mishnah Brus, Yivkot m'chav Zayin. Im gomar suudosi. Umayri, gam shenot al yodov l'mayim achroinim. V'koidim shehidchil birkas hamazon rosh shekol ha-shalav hayoyim. The bezes virale the tchila mevor b'kas hamazon al koyis rishon. The mekayv shenot al yodov tzor levor teiche. Aber im leinot al yodov, but if you didn't wash ma'im achroinim, gam hadeor rishon es virale the peres mapur mekadosh mikoyde v'lo yevor b'pri hagofen beis hakiddush. Im shosu yayin mikoyde b'emtz asuda v'kanal b'siv dalet. V'afilu im hobar havel v'nivrich gam kem mekadosh b'tchilo. Kayv shenot al yodov ba'dayin. Ach bezes tzor levor b'pri hagofen beis kiddush kayv shomar havel v'nivrich v'kanal b'siman kuvah intes. Shabura says we're talking to a person that washed ma'im achroinim. But if you didn't wash ma'im achroinim, zog the Mishnah Brura, then even if a shita holds peres mapur mekadosh, and you join it like one suda, and then you mention them, the word peres mapur mekadosh, not so muchach, that you really have to be peres mapur. Peres mapur goes if you want to carry on eating later. So you have to cover the pas, shelo yireh beboshtoi, to make a heker, that's the covered suda Shabbos. The first shita holds, you just make kiddush. If Bemele, there's nothing else to be makirly covered Shabbos, and Bemele is no boshti shel pas, you're anyway not going to eat the pas. So the Shulchan Aruch says, the first shita is, you bench, and then you make Kiddush. And you make Kiddush al koi sheini, aval en oimer shneem al koi secho, then oisim mitzvus chavilas chavilas. But you don't make it on one kois, because it's chavilas chavilas. So I just am tired that in Simon Reitz that extensive Dalet the Mishnah Berurah says that it's only in like a tchila from chavilas chavilas. Shas atchak you could make chavilas chavilas. So you have to know here could be I would say maybe it's a shas atchak. So machlekes you're allowed to taste from the kois or not. If you make both of them at the same kois, then for sure you're allowed to taste in there. Shul Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch holds that you bench and you master Shul Shabbos even that you didn't eat on Shabbos. The Azmin Basarashto. Came in the Shoshu Mavorik when it's Kadashayo. The Meli, you have to be Master Shal Shabbos. The Ramo will be Chalik in it. But the value didn't eat in Shabbos, the Meli, you're not Master Shal Shabbos. Umikol Mokam Zog the Mishnah Brurei, even if you shita Samechaber and the Shita Rishoino. And when you bench, you have to Master Shal Shabbos, even if you didn't eat in Shabbos. Mikol Mokam Poshu to Likula Alme, Imlo Hiskir Shal Shabbos, Eino Choyzer. But if you didn't mention Shabbos, and because I'm Muslim, but the Ever is not Choyzer. The Mokir is the Prima Godim. If you see inside the Prima Godim, look at the Prima Godim, why, if Lohiskir Shal Shabbos, Eino Choyzer, look at the Prima Godim, Valas HaMachlokes HaPoiskim, Sofik Brochas Lohokel. The Mishnah Berurah Sharatzion here says, Lulei Divrei HaPrima Godim, he would say a much Givaldik Epteret. I think it's a Kasha of the Prima Godim. Lemoshul, Rosh Chodesh, you have to say Yalav Yavi. Why would you not Choyzer? Because Iboyu Lo Yochil Pas. And Shabbos, if you ate five meals, fifth meal, you don't have to say Yalevi. You have to say Ratzei. You're not choyzer. You boy Eloi Ochi. The Suda from Erev Shabbos is no chiyuv to eat. So that is a chepse and a Suda if you boy Eloi Ochi. So you're right that the Shabbos is a day that you boy Ochi. But the chepse and the Suda is a Suda that you boy Eloi Ochi. A Suda that you boy Eloi Ochi. So it's a Suda. You saw the Suda. You're not choyzer. If you miss Ratzei. And the Rabbi is choylek v'yesh emrim dein in maskir shel Shabbos. As in basot chilas ha-seuda. Shohoyo b'zman ha-choy. Because it's afgok shelo yochal mishrasheicho b'umo. Aber im ochal me'at, it's a kizayis, gam mishrasheicho l'kula alme, tzor le'askir shel Shabbos. This is the first ha-ore of the Rabbi. V'yesh machloikes, the Rabbi says the second ha-ore. V'yesh machloikes, im yito im yikosh shel birkas ha-mozo. Why? Koydem shiye kadesh. Shemur explains this shayla. ויזס וירלו שאין אתם ממנו משום דה אסור ליתם קיידם קידוש ומאלה אין יוכל לבורך לבורי פרי הגופן אלא מבורך התחיל לבורי פרי הגופן לכוי של קידוש ומקדש ושסי ואחר כך שוי זה כזה של בריק התמוזן בלי פרוכן לפי שידו הור כבר בורי פרי הגופן לכוי של בריק התמוזן and it's not called you toyim before קידוש and then you make קידוש second שידו הור that's called toyim before קידוש maybe you make קידוש and you part of the kosher בריק התמוזן this שאלה בעצם is again every מוצי שבת and שאלה שודס If you're allowed to drink the Birkas HaMazon ala kois, it happens in Sheva Brochas. It's an Yisur Te'im HaKedem Avdole, but if it is Svorah, the Chiyuv was already from before, and that Chiyuv was Chal before, B'Shas, Asu, the Koyim Shechal Chiyuv Avdole. And so later that Lochas, the Belchur, it's Mitlatoli and them. Then the Ramo has another Or on that sheet. Gam is a Machlekes in Tzor Leochel Me'at Achar Kiddush, Kedai Shiyah HaKiddush Umokim Suda. שמור אקספנסיב, קודם למד בייס, לאכול מעט, ויש אומרים, כיוון שאוכל בתחילה וקידוש מוקים סודה, ושום אין צורך לאכול, ויש אומרים די נחשב למוקים סודה, כיוון שאיסה של חול, וצורך עטה בשבס, לאכול על כל פונים, מעט, לפיר שיטה הולט, זה מוקים סודה, היא אין סודה בפור, סקר שיטה הולט, but it's not a סודה מוקים, it's not סודה שבס, it's סודה צחוש, but it's not called a קידוש מוקים סודה, but he has to eat again after קידוש. So the world is medaik from this Mishnah Berurah. And באמת זה מפורש השולחנו וחרב, סימן רישה אין א' סעיף תסבוב. What would be if a person ate the Suda Shabbos, he forgot to make Kiddush. He finished the Suda, and now he remembers that he didn't make Kiddush. זו השולחנו וחרב, he could make Kiddush, and he doesn't have to eat. It's called Kiddush and Mokim Suda. Because he had the Suda. I the Suda before Kiddush, we see in the Mishnah Berurah, that Kiddush, the Suda could be before Kiddush. The only chisam in the first shita is, and the second shita is, Why they don't not mask for the first shita? Because it's Suda Tchoyl. But if it's not a Suda Tchoyl, Memele, you'll be Yoyza Bekiddush. Now, interesting. And the Shmir Shabbos Kiel Choso, when he brings down this halacha from the Shechnoch HaRav, he says, V'mistome hu adin achar birkas hamozen. Not only after Kiddush. Not after only the Suda. If he remembers after the Suda. Even if he remembers after benching, you can make Kiddush, it's called Mokim Suda. He brings it in the prantic notes. Lemaise, and I'm sure I think it's Muchach. The Ramo is talking about the first Shita that holds that you make Kiddush after benching. Of the first Suda. And it's called Mokim Suda. And the second Shita is Choylik Mishabur says only because it's Suda Tzchoyl. But if it's not Suda Tzchoyl, you Yoytze. For sure, if it's a big Hefzik in between, then you're not Yoytze. It's under Azach. Like even if a person makes Kiddush and then he makes Mafzik a big Hefzik, he's also not Yoytze. But chutz from that, the Mele is Yoytze. Zog the Mishnah Berurah weiter. V'yesh ha'imrim, that was the second sheet in Shulchan Aruch, that what? The Abig Mar Sudosa in Mevorach Birkas HaMozen Tchila El Peres Mapu Mekadesh Mevorach HaMoitzi V'Eichel Me'at. V'achar Kech Mevorach Birkas HaMozen. Svirelu, that Kol Chor Tzorch Lechol Mi'ad Achar Kiddush She'enech Shal Mokim Suda De Suda Shachol Mitchila doesn't count up for Suda Kiddush Mokim Suda Eino Mo Yales Kanal Why? Because it's a Suda Tchol. V'keven Da'al Kol Chor Tzorch Lechol Anyway, we'll have to eat. Because the Moses from Sayyim Lomar is the Chabroch Shein and Tzricho. He ate a Moitzi, now make because the Moses, and again a Moitzi, and again because the Moses. ודירק מהמקדש באמצע סודוסה, אינם? סבור זה הלוכה, מקדש ומבורך המויצי. ודומד אל האל בסעיף ד' ישועים בין צור לבורך המויצי, לתקיד של זנה הפסק. הוכה שייני דומה ראשונות על יונה למים אחרונים, וכנה, like we explained before. זה כבר נסתלק לגמרי בזה, לכולה על ממאכיל ראשונות. Because if not, the first sheet will also say to do קידוש נאו. ומטעם זה, not only המויצי has to do, גם בעיר פרי הגופן צור לבורך על הכוי של קידוש. ונראית לבגז בעיר פרי הגפן שבירך על היין ששוסם מתחיל לו בתאר הסעודה. Why? Because he washed מים אחרונים, עשה הפסק. But if you don't know, you don't know what to do. So then we're going back to the Suda. And Paris Mapo Mekadosh. So the main of the second sheet of holes, you do Kiddush Ve'ichel Me'at. Because the first Achille is not Mitztaref to Suda, the Kiddush Mokim Suda. So the Mishnah Berurah, Ve'ichel Me'at, the Shana Ramo. What is Me'at? Haynu Kezayis Al Kulponim, Kiddush Ye'nechshav Lemokim Suda. For Kiddush Mokim Suda, you need a Kezayis. If you don't have a Kezayis, it's not called a Kiddush Mokim Suda. So to have a Kiddush Mokim Suda, you have to eat a Kezayis. שרציון היא איזה מציין, ולעניין שיועצה בזה, אויס מם גימל, שיר עשוד השבס, משהו בסים עם רי צדי א', זה בעניין שיהיה קבצה. שיועצה בזה סוד השבס, משהו בסים עם רי צדי א', זה בעניין שיהיה כזייס, if you look inside here, it says, קצת יועצה מכזייס. לכל here it also means, קצת יועצה מכזייס. זה אינטרסט. כאילו שמוקים סודו, זה נופה כזייס. שיועצה בזה סודה שבס, זה נוח לעניין, then you have to have a קבצה לכתחילה. יועצה מקבצה קצת. תאים, סו הלוכה, כאילו שמוקים סודה, one הלוכה, כזייס, and it's another הלוכה, you have to have, יועצה מקבצה ושיר סודה שבס. לכתחילה. בסדר. I could have said, לולי דברי השרציון, that there is only a mitzvah מן המובחו, here it's a machlekes. So we choishes for the second shita, we eat another kezayis. Here we are not choishes to be machmer to eat a kabeitze. Shemura didn't want to say it, and he brings down in the Sharatzion, that if you want to be yoytzes for the Shabbat, you have to have a kabeitze. The same thing in Simen Reisa Machzayin, Siv Ches, the halacha is, you'll have to eat for the Shabbat, you play a minchef, you make kabel Shabbat. Zog the Mishabura, we have cholkim, that for the Shabbat has to be by night, ve'yoychal al kolponim kezayis balayla. Freisach the Shaila, why did the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say, Sharatzion at least, or a mitzvah min ha-muvchor, he has to eat a kabeitza. He's talking about Suda Shabbat, not a Kiddush Mokim Suda. And he says, you eat, yesh cholkim, and you're not yoytze b'day, v'yoychel al kolponim kezayis b'layla. What's the pshat? Maybe again, b'igar adin, you could eat before plag ha-mincha, it's a chumra to eat by night. Mishabura said, "Legabe that chumra is enough to eat a kezayis." Here he said, "Also it's a machlekes, but here it's not only a chumra; it's an ikar hashita that we have to make another kiddush. So be many, you have to have another mokim suda. So he brought down that it's an inyan to have a kabeitza for the inyan of suda Shabbos. Not only that, there he was yoytze miikar adin suda Shabbos. Here lekula alma he was not yoytze yet suda Shabbos. So the Shabbos he has to eat a kabeitza." So Mishabura brought down here that is an Indian to eat a kabeitza. Aber lulei divrei Sharatzion, I hear the gewaldic teretz from Abba Chachoshu, from Eliyahu Kaplan. He wanted to say a gewaldic teretz. To the teretz like this. And Reis HaMach Zayin, Si'if Kot Meches, the Mishabura says, if you eat plag HaMincha, you yoytze, but we yashchol kim, that is an Indian to eat a kezayis by night. Here the Ramo said, it's an Indian to eat a kezayis after the second Kiddush. And later on, and Simen, Reis Tzadik Aleph, for Suda Shabbos, we know Lekatchila, you have to eat a kabeitza. Why here you don't have to eat Lekatchila a kabeitza? And Reis HaMach Zayin in Bayos, he ate a Suda. I want to be mad. Why Lekatchila you have to have a kabeitza? Kezayis is enough. Zog in the poiskim, for the chshivus of kviyas, a Suda l'Shabbos, a kabeitza is a davar choshu. Kezayis is a aray. In Shuldik. Kabeitza is kavua. Memele, we could say like this. Even though we're not mitzare for the Kiddush Mokim Suda, what he ate by day, aber legabe the kviyas, the chepze of the kviyas, it's called the kviyas. Memele, it's enough to eat a kezayis by night. Or it's enough to eat a kezayis after the second Kiddush. Mashenken, stam se da Shabbos, has to be a kabeitze. So it's a dvar chidush, kidai to me ayin in them. We go weiter. Sif kodl amet vov. So So the achroev der Amoris v'ochi nog lehoitzi nafsho miplug tesvoras rishoyna. While he has some shyness on his first sheet, what would be with the Birkas Hamazon? What would be with the Deime? What would be with the Kiddush Mokim Suda? So the second sheet holds, don't even you wash my machoinim, eat again, now you do Kiddush, eat a kezayis, and bench. So the Mishnah Brura lehoitzi is nafsho. Hainu dim yasa kedeo rishoyna yipo besfekes, im lehaskir shal Shabbos. Im yitoy mikoyz Birkas Hamazon, im tzor lechol achar Kiddush. Fragt ve'av de ato inu yoytze yedeidea rishoyna desvira yetzor levor Birkas Hamazon miyad. What mean lehoitzi asmi miplugte? He gains three things, but he loses the aloche if someone has said I'm broken. And Rav Kiva Eger bleibe zorich hier. What the Ramo gains is lehoitzi nafshayim miplugte. Lehoitzi nafshayim mit three shaylas, and to lose one shaylam, Shabur says it's not only that, Dr. Rav Kiva Eger. The Iker HaPsak is, you go past Atchilas HaSuda. So the Ramo passes, you don't say Ratzai. To taste in the Kishma Birkas Hamazon, don't taste. And the Gabi Kishma Kim Suda, eat after it, and not the Suda. Memele, you eat Tzahal HaShittas. Why not the bench? So the Mishnah Berurah of the Materet. Ho Adife. Im Yase Kedeo Rishoyno, Yesh Chashash Boro Shein Etzricho, Nadeo Shniyo. Shitztor Levoro Birkas Hamazon Shtei Peromim. He loses if he will try to do it and to eat again. Because then it's a Boro Shein Etzricho. Maybe, but he has to eat again. But it's better to be over on the Aloche if someone will do it to die in Broche, from be over on the Aloche if Broche Shein Etzricho. Veduk.